USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Shock, anger, heartbreak, a lot of tears.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown on CNN as his city wakes up Sunday dealing with a tragic mass shooting at a grocery store. New York authorities say they're moving quickly to prosecute the 18-year-old man accused of murdering 10 people at the grocery store. The man is being charged with first-degree murder for allegedly shooting 13 people. 10 of the victims died. The man is pleading not guilty. Pro-abortion rallies taking place across the United States this weekend. Some of the organizers of the protests making it well known of their intentions. Rachel Carmona is the executive director of the Women's March.
It is day one of our feminist future. And it is day one of a summer of rage where we will be ungovernable.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active. But I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's a pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy, Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing groups gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a delegation of Republican senators on a visit to war-torn Ukraine. Video shows McConnell, accompanied by Senator Susan Collins of Maine and John Cornyn of Texas, being greeted by President Zelensky in the capital city of Kyiv. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans are having trouble finding baby formula as one of the United States' leading manufacturers waits for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis, appearing on Fox News, says the factory should be open by now.
It's been months, and so we are wondering, why is it taking the FDA so long to investigate and get this manufacturing plant back online?
The White House, without proof, says the situation will improve dramatically in just a few weeks as it tries to increase imports and drive up production around the country. One country is seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that looks like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has been seeing an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period, adding that the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that's already been reported because symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.